Muchas gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Madam President. As this is the first time that my delegation is taking the floor under your presidency, we'd like to wish you productive work that will help promote consensus. As my delegation said on the 10th and 18th of February 2022, my country attaches great importance to the work of the CD as a vital part of the disarmament machinery, which should not only be preserved but strengthened for the benefit of disarmament and non-proliferation. In this sense, we need to overcome the gridlock within the CD and implement the mandate established in SSOD1, which adopted a broad programme of work on the basis of its agenda in light of the security interests of all states and the priorities linked to disarmament in accordance with the CD's rules. We consider it essential to preserve the negotiations mandate of the conference on the understanding that it is not just a forum for debate. Therefore, we cannot be satisfied by merely engaging in lengthy and often unproductive debates. My country is committed to reinitiating negotiations on legally binding instruments on the substantive agenda items of the conference as foreseen by the final decision of the SSOD1. However, as we said earlier, my delegation had declared itself ready to join the consensus on the text contained in the draft decision on the work of the conference on disarmament, which was presented by the presidency of China for members' consideration and which was put forward for adoption today on behalf of the P6 for 2022. We would like to make our stance clear. We joined the consensus on the understanding that although this is not a document that satisfies our expectations, in fact, it is far from satisfying the main concerns of my country, we do feel that it is an innovative proposal from the P6 for this 2022 session of the CD, and it offers a pragmatic solution. We welcome the proposal presented by China and contained in document CD/WP.639/Rev1, which is the decision we just adopted today, with the technical amendment of the name of the subsidiary body number one on ending a nuclear arms race. We would like to take this opportunity to welcome the new permanent representative of India to the CD and the new permanent representative of Brazil. We wish them every success in the discharge of their duties. We would also like to extend a special message of gratitude to Ambassador Li Song and his delegation and to commend them for their leadership and all the efforts they made to reach agreements and find common ground on issues that are of high significance for the work of this important body, and for having led us to consensus on the draft decision on the work of the conference, and for having shown a constructive, transparent, and inclusive approach. We would like to reiterate our readiness to continue participating in a constructive spirit in discussions in order to carry forward the substantive discussions of the CD through an inclusive, transparent, and participatory dialogue. Thank you very much.